Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe this evening. Welcome back to another fine, wonderful, extravagant, fantastic, super, stupendous, scrumptious episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And I'm your host, John Overall, and with us is our lovely, sexy co-host,
Laura Mathis.
There we go. We've got it right on cue almost. We're getting better and better at that. So welcome back, everyone. We're here on episode 27. And episode 27 is going to be just a random plug-in thoughts because, well, let's face it, we've had a busy week and we had a tough time researching other plugins. We were doing some work this past week for a client who needed e-commerce plugins, so we actually had to go do some research, but we already did a podcast on that. So, you know, well, actually, we almost did a second podcast on it until Laura there pointed out, we already did a podcast on that. And I went, oh, really? Oh, damn. Now we have to come up with a whole nother idea. So it's going to be random plugin thoughts, whatever pops in our mind. You know, this past week's been really hectic for me. I've had my granddaughters here with me a couple of days, so that pretty much wipes out my ability to do any work during the day. And with my two boys combined, that's four kids all under the age of four. And that makes it
just crazy.
No, that's insane, man. And they're aged 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's their ages. So anyway, it's loads of fun. So anyway, we're moving along here, and so tonight's podcast, it may be short, it may be long, it all depends on where our random thoughts take us. But first up, we got a little bit of news from the world of WordPress. And I almost said World of Warcraft. I'm tired, too. So, anyway, World of WordPress news. One thing you might want to check out this summer if you've got vacation time and you're cruising around all over the place, and there'll be links to our show notes from this, is Summer WordCamps 2011. There is a list now up on WordPress.org, and it looks like April 16th there's going to be one in Seattle, May 5th Vancouver, May 7th Switzerland. Hey, that one would be fun to go to. We got Orange County. There's one on May 14th in Orange County. Oops, sold out. Can't get to it. Paris on May 14th. Paris would be fun. Raleigh, North Carolina. Reno. Well, if you go to Reno, isn't that like going to Vegas? What stays in Reno? Stays in Reno? Something like that. Kansas, Columbus, Montreal, San Diego. Hey, there's one in San Diego. That'd be fun to go to. Portsmouth, Boston, Chicago, Portland. So you can see there's a whack of them all planned for this summer. Different months and times. So go check them out. If you happen to be in the area or you're bored or you just want to go do the WordCamp tour, you might enjoy it. And what else have we got from the world of WordPress? I'm just having a tough time with that tonight.
With that, getting that word out there tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's a tonguey twisty. So anyway, theme review. You can join the WordPress theme review team. This would be a great opportunity if you like building themes, you've got some experience in developing themes, and we're not talking about using Artister, folks, we're talking about hand coding themes. And they're looking for people to join in the review team. They may have already found all their team, but probably not. They're looking for all types of developers, but if you're a noob at it, it's probably not for you because it is for advanced coding. And what they're doing, the theme review team, is they're going through all them thousands of themes that are in the WordPress repository. You know, those free ones when you install WordPress and you go search for a new theme inside WordPress. They're actually reviewing those themes to make sure they're up to date. They meet WordPress code standards and la-di-la-di-la. The whole list goes on. So it'd be kind of a cool thing if you're actually into developing themes. And what else have we got for you? That's the theme review team. Enjoying the theme review team. Plugins. I had one other item there, but somehow I copied the theme review team twice into my notes. And I have no idea how I did that. Okay, so There have been some really cool articles from the WordPress Daily, the WordPress Rockstars Daily, and the WordPress Plugins Daily, all those three papers. And there's a really great article I caught here from the WordPress Daily, and that one's not mine, it's somebody else's, but it's great. It's 25 must-read WordPress tutorials and hacks for beginners. Skimming through it, it looks like some pretty decent hacks for beginners here. Common sense SEO strategies, how to create attractive post images, add useful links to the admin bar, best way to have quality comments, htaccess tricks for better SEO and security, how to manually update your WordPress, easy to replace your post, how to add live comment preview to comment text area without plugin. So there's just a whole bunch of all these little articles, and they're all written, looks like they're written for the beginner. So if you have experience, you might find them boring, but you never know. I often find tips in these beginner things that's something I hadn't thought about, or a new way of looking at things. So it's something you might want to check out. Any news from you there, Laura?
No, I've just been busy. I haven't had a chance to stay up on the news this week. I've just been busy working with plugins and working on that e-commerce plugin and trying to find a solution to the problems we were having.
Yeah, it seems as advanced as the e-commerce has come, it's still got some trouble.
I'm trying to cut back on my smoking and trying to quit here, and I've had a couple days where just being at my computer was kind of frustrating, and I just needed to get out and do things. So.
I'm glad you're a long ways from me. People quitting smoking tend to strangle people around them.
Yeah.
And you can't reach my throat through the phone, so I can still laugh and tease at you.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Well, okay. Well, if you got no great news, well, anyway. Yeah, as you said, we've been working on an e-commerce solution issue, and it's all about a client who needs a very specific type of issue taken care of. And at the moment, we've had some troubles finding a WordPress e-commerce plugin for it, and we may have to search elsewhere for it. Who knows? We'll let you know if we happen to find what we're looking for. We'll give you some tips and information. So what else? We're random thoughts. You got any random plugins that have popped into your head recently there, Laura?
You got me off guard with this one. Our podcast here, why don't you kind of lead the way, and I will
all right,
catch up with you as I...
Well, one of the plugins I've had to deal with a fair whack lately... in help to lower some of the emissions put out by WordPress websites and to alleviate some of the difficulties that clients will sometimes have wanting to update their sites is to turn off those updates for a while. There's a great plugin out there. It's called Disable WordPress Updates. It disables all three areas, the theme, the plugin, the core update checking. It also disables the related cron jobs and notification systems. So it's a great little plugin. It's from the Crazy Toast Lady, and she's German. So if you go to the website's all in German, so you got to use Google Translator to read it. It's really actually kind of entertaining. If you've never translated foreign language websites to English, if you want some true entertainment, find a German website and have the translator translate it to English for you. It is actually fun to read sometimes. It's like listening to Yoda talk.
How do you get the Google Translator?
You just type in Google Translator, click on the translator, it says what URL do you want to translate, you throw it in there and it goes through and translates it.
Oh, okay.
Pops it on the screen for you in translated form for whatever language you pick. It's kind of cool.
I like that Disable WordPress plugin. There's one of the sites that I'm working on. You have to go in and manually update everything, and I need to remember to go put that plugin on it. That Disable WordPress Update, so that way I just have a set time to... Would you just go in and... when you put that plugin on, then you just go in and do the updates every couple of months? You just go in and update everything?
Yep, every couple of months or so, you know, whatever. Or if I hear that there's been a very important security update, then I'll go update them.
Update them then?
Yep. So it's always a good thing. I like it. It's one I found. There used to be what this one did was it combined. There were three plugins, and I forgot the author's name, but there were three plugins written by an author. And what this girl did was she combined all three of his plugins into one plugin, and then added a few more bonus pieces to it, thereby eliminating the need for three plugins, and you only need one. So it's pretty cool. Works well. Very simple to install. Let's see, what else have I been playing with? Oh, yeah, right now I'm trying to find a Twitter feed plugin for a website. For some reason, all my Twitter feed plugins have quit listing the Twitter feed. And it seems I've run into a couple of places here and there where I've heard about people who have the same problem. Twitter feeds are no longer working.
Is Twitter blog not working?
It's feeding to Twitter. I'm talking about on your website. Running a stream of your latest Twitter feeds.
So
I don't know. It's one of those things. I have no idea why it's doing it. It's irritating. Eventually I'll figure it out, as I always do. You know, I don't know. One of those things. What else do we have? I've been playing with some other things, and where else have I been going? I've been wandering through all kinds of different stuff this last week, and I actually had stumbled across some interesting plugins. Let's go into my list of plugins that I have to yet deal with. Oh, I saw a really cool one on a website I was doing some work on for somebody. It's called SEO Slugs, and it's another one that looks like it's written by Yoast, and what it does, it's similar to the SEO images and the SEO links, you know, all of those automatic stuff. It adds a bunch of automatic stuff. Then I've seen a couple of other plugins which look like they might be entertaining. One of them is called Anti-Splog, the other one is Link Juice Keeper, and another one is called eCall. Is that like an eCall girl? Maybe you can, you know, set it up and it'll call up a girl for you.
E-call.
E. coli. We don't want that. That was no good. And here's another interesting item here. It's something that I've been meaning to get back to. I made notes on it some time ago, and I haven't got back to it. It's an article. It's a lazy blogger's guide to supercharge WordPress with 100-plus plugins. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. Something you can go check out.
I know one that we need to research is, well, ever since 3.1, the last update, the multi-page tool quit working. So I've been trying to go in there and find a new multi-page, something to replace that.
Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll actually fix the problem that they screwed up.
That would be nice, too, if we could just start reusing that plugin again.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one that I've been meaning to find something different to use there.
Let's see what else I got here. And going through my list of plugins that I have yet to properly research. Anytime I run across an interesting plugin, I just throw them into this ever-expanding list of stuff to check out. And some days I actually have time to wander in there. Got one here called BackWP. Could be interesting. Have no idea what it is or what it means. Might be fun. Might be fun, fun, fun. Fun, fun, fun till your daddy takes the T-Bird away. No, I'm not here for singing. Never take me to karaoke, especially if you're going to feed me any booze. I'll get up on stage and embarrass the hell out of you. All right, so come on, Laura, you've got to have something else.
Oh, I've got to have something else. That WP Touch, I like that plugin. I was just recently getting the iPhone. That it's really nice. When you're looking on the iPhone and when you're looking at sites that have WP Touch installed and sites that don't have WP Touch installed. Mm-hmm. It's really a huge difference when you're researching stuff on the internet site. It makes it really nice when you come across sites that are actually set up for the iPhones. That if they have the WordPress plugin, if they have that WP Touch installed on their sites, it's I mean, it's a real noticeable difference, and it's easy to read and everything when you come across it on your, when you're looking on your iPhones.
Yep.
Or using that type of connection to do your internet searching.
And if you've got a little money to spend, you can buy a premium version of it and customize it to fit your website theme and put your logo in the top.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the one thing that I noticed on my site is it didn't, but yeah, some of them did that I was looking at do have their logo. Okay, that's what it is. It's a premium. Hello, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. I hit the mute button accidentally.
Things got really quiet on my end there all of a sudden.
Well, you know, I was talking away, and I talked a whole sentence and a half, but I think just vanished into the ether. So when you, the listeners out there, get to that point, I really didn't disappear. It just sort of, I've got this dangly thing on my headset that's got a mute button, which is probably the dumbest place for a mute button, because if I shift in my seat and it bumps against the chair, it mutes me out. So anyway, what have we got going here? I did something.
You did something.
I was sitting here as we were talking. I was playing, and I installed a Twitter plugin. So, I know what I was going to talk about. Like I said, this is random plugin talk. Is Comment Love. I added a plugin called Comment Love for WordPress to my website. And what it does is it allows people to, once they make a comment on your site, it takes some info from their site and puts it on your site, thus giving them better links back to their site.
Oh,
that's useless.
That sounds like a neat
plugin.
I may have to check into that. There sure are a lot of Google plugins out there.
Yes, there is. There's a whole load of them out there.
I didn't realize how many are actually tagged Google, but when you go into the plugin directory, there's quite a few.
Yep.
It has its own popular tag.
Well, there's
we use quite a few of them.
There's a never-ending supply of stuff. Yeah, we use a fair whack of Google plugins.
Yeah, analytics and search.
So anyway, what else do we got? This has been one semi-short version of our podcast this week. Don't have a whole lot for our listeners out there, unfortunately. And we've just had a little bit of news, some information. I haven't been listening to any of my other podcasts that I'd normally listen to, which is assorted Rockstar podcasts and places like WP Candy and WP Tavern and other podcasters. I have noticed that a lot of the podcasts I used to listen to for WordPress have all not had new episodes in months and months. So I actually finally removed them from my iPhone apps so that I no longer have them there. And I was really kind of sad to see them go, because a few of them were actually pretty good to listen to. But I guess they discovered what I discovered a long time ago. Doing a podcast is actually a fair whack of work. Least of all, you have to remember to set aside the time each week to do it.
And to research what you're going to be doing it on.
Well, that's a lot of these guys here, they were doing the podcast on what they did every day, which is they were writers. They wrote about WordPress and other things. So they were actually doing a podcast on what they did every day. So they were always up to date on the news anyway. The reason we're not up to date on the news, or we're lacking in our plugin research generally, is because, well, we do that and we do work. We build customer websites, we create sites, we set up sites, and occasionally we get a site like the one we're working on right now, which has sucked up all of our time because we haven't found a solution for it.
Yeah.
So what that does, that sets us behind the eight ball. And once you get behind the eight ball, it's a bitch and a half to get that SOB off of you.
Yeah, and trying to find a e-commerce plugin that has the suitable reports that we need has just been rather annoying.
One built on WordPress anyway.
Yeah.
That's where the problem is. The e-commerce plugins for WordPress are all relatively young. And that's the biggest problem, is that because they're so young, they haven't realized all the pieces they need, and they were so concentrated on getting them functioning correctly before they start adding this other stuff.
And there's some really nice ones out there that are really user-friendly that I would prefer if we could really...
Oh, they're extremely user-friendly, and they provide a whole lot of ability for uploading data, managing sales, all of that stuff. But they don't provide much information on when you made the sales, who you made the sales to, how much sales tax you've collected, what city, what state or province you've collected the sales tax in, and on, all the stuff that's really needed to run the business aspect.
Yeah, to run a business.
Because everyone forgets, you know, there's the fun part of business, which is doing the work, maintaining websites, and then there's the crap part of business, which is doing all that piles of paperwork, which, you know, piles up if you don't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And creates loads of troubles if you don't finish it. So, at any rate, as I'm still wandering through my extensive list of plugins here, let's see what else we got. No, that's it, pretty much. Most of the other stuff here I've talked about at one point in time or another. Or it's stuff that I just haven't tried anything yet. So, at any rate, you have anything else there you wanna mention and talk about there, Laura?
To talk about? No, I think I'm good for this evening.
Okay. Well, like I said, this will be a short little podcast, and you want to tell folks how they can get hold of you if they want to, Laura?
Yeah, you can reach me through my website at lauramathis.com, or you can send me an email at laura@lauramathis.com.
Okay.
Or you can follow me on Twitter, that's right, at Tevnui. I'm sorry, I'm really thinking about a cigarette at the moment.
Well, you got to throw that thought out of your head and say, no, yeah. Be here in the moment.
Yeah. At Tefnuit, T-E-F-N-U-I-T.
Excellent. All right. Well, and as always, I'm John Overall, and you can reach me at my website, johnoverall.com. You can send me emails to dragon@johnoverall.com. You can also find me on Twitter. On Twitter, I am @AnkOnSu on Twitter. That's AHKONSU. And basically, you can find all kinds of information out there. We're always happy to help you. Send us emails. Send us comments. We'd really love comments. Tell us how we're doing, good, bad, indifferent. We'll post it all. We don't care. You know, you want to tell us how bad we stink? Well, be my guest. We'll make sure we post it, but you can bet we're going to drag you through the ringer, and don't be a chicken, and put your name to it if you're going to do that. So anyway, that's pretty much all I have to say. So till next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. We were happy to have had you with us. Goodbye. This podcast, copyright 2011 by johnoverall.com, and may not be redistributed without the consent from John.